Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's 9:51. On a phone line, Trevor Shirley is the Washington correspondent for Nexstar Media Group. Trevor, it's John Williams. You're on WGN in Chicago. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
I have to tell you, when I read the articles of impeachment, just two counts, and really one supporting the other, they're really only going after, one thing here. And it seems like the Democrats have been trying to impeach Donald Trump since even before he got elected. The gravity of the moment seemed to shift for me when you literally see in this bold parchment, if you will, in official language from the Congress of the United States, the president shall be impeached for these high crimes and misdemeanors. I kind of had a moment, Trevor. I went, wow. This is, I don't know, that's when it hit me. That's when I said, wow, this is significant, and we need to be careful about what we're doing here. I'm not saying we shouldn't. All I'm saying is the gravity of the moment felt different to me yesterday. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. I mean, and it is from a historical context, regardless of what side of the aisle you fall on or what your ideological views are. This is something that has so rarely happened in our nation's history that you're right. There is a gravity to this moment.
And there are two counts: abuse of power, obstruction of Congress. Abuse of power. What are they talking about there?
So the abuse of power charges or allegation article is coming from the interaction that the president had with the president of Ukraine, that phone call involving the whistleblower that really started this whole process as we see it now. That's where the abuse of power is coming from, where Democrats say that the president abused his power by pressuring the president of Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden in exchange for military aid. And then the second article, as you mentioned, is obstruction of Congress, which the Democrats say they filed because essentially the president and the White House, according to Democrats, have not been forthcoming through this process and have essentially been stonewalling efforts to get more information on what exactly happened.
I thought that last count, the second one, is kind of circular but intriguing, isn't it? What they're saying is Congress has the right to impeach the president. The president needs to provide supporting document or testimony so that the Congress, this is their constitutional right, can do their job to see if the president should be impeached. The president has not provided the documents and has told current and former staff members not to testify. So therefore, they're going to impeach him for failing to help impeach him, as I understand it.
It is a bit circular. There's also the argument that the president has the right to defend himself and ultimately make the court, let the courts make the decisions over what can and cannot be withheld. But the Democrats have also made the decision that they don't want to wait on the courts to make up their minds. I mean, we all know how long a court process can take, and the Democrats are making the calculation that if they take the route that allows the courts to decide, they could still be sitting there waiting for a decision, potentially right up until the election next year, if not beyond that.
So all of the criticisms or crimes of the Donald Trump person and administration notwithstanding, they're only going after Ukraine. 10 things that the Mueller report cited could be actionable. They're not doing any of that, correct?
No, that's correct. And they had the Democrats had considered filing more articles based on what was in the Mueller report. But at the end of the day, they decided to take this narrow view of it and go after these two articles as opposed to essentially throwing the kitchen sink at it.
When does the House of Representatives, the full body, vote on these articles?
So we don't have a specific date next just yet, but it's expected that they'll vote on the articles of impeachment next week. Tomorrow they're meeting in committee, and they're going to have a markup session on it. That's when both sides can continue to tweak these, make arguments for or against what they've laid out. And then the full House vote will likely happen next week. That punts it then, if the articles are approved, then that punts it over to the Senate where the trial will happen. And at this point, it's expected that if the articles articles are actually voted on and approved, that Senate trial would likely happen sometime after the new year in January.
Are the smart people saying that the House will approve it? Is there any doubt about that?
You never know in Washington, but the chatter is that this is a foregone conclusion, that the Democrats hold the majority in the House. And for the most part, it's agreed that in all likelihood, yes, they will vote to approve these two articles.
And maybe the exercise is satisfactory for people, but there's no doubt that the Senate is not going to convict, correct?
Again, you never know what's going to happen in Washington. There's also the ground rules of the trial also haven't been set. So there's also the portion of this process where Senate leadership has to decide exactly what the ground rules of this trial are going to be. In all likelihood, no, the Senate would not vote to convict him because he would need, or the Senate would need, a two-thirds majority to convict and remove the president from office. It's highly unlikely they're going to make it to that two-thirds majority.
Trevor Shirley is the Washington correspondent for Next Star Media. We'll talk again, Trevor. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
He's in Washington, D.C.